This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Please remain seated.
Okay. Number one, I'm scared of losing loved ones. I grew up in a family that owned a funeral home. So death was all around me. And as a kid, you know, I probably was exposed to more death than the average person. So I would literally walk into my parents' room and stand over their bed and make sure they were breathing. Number two, roller coasters. For one of our school events, we went to Astroworld, which was the big place to go in Houston at the time. And because of peer pressure, I succumbed to getting on a roller coaster. And I screamed so loud that I locked my jaw. And I walked around the rest of that day as a, 13-year-old girl with my mouth wide open. So it was haunting, and I've never forgotten it, and I haven't gone on a roller coaster since. Number three, the dentist. When I go, I have to take my husband and he has to hold my hand and I cry through the whole thing. Number four, I'm just deathly scared of pain. When I was very young, too young, 18 years old, I was pregnant and I gave birth naturally, because it happened so quickly, and it was just excruciating pain, and my baby was born, stillborn. So I equate pain a lot with that event. Number five, being a burden to my family as I age. For goodness sakes, my daughter, my youngest daughter, she loses things all the time. She loses her cell phone. She loses her passport. She loses things. And I just can imagine being in her hands that something not good would happen. She's going to kill me for that one. Number six, choking to death. My husband had a friend who was alone and choked on a piece of food and died. And when he told me that, it just scared me to, because, I'm alone often and I eat. So it could certainly happen. And I've actually thought about, I've YouTubed how to remove if you're choking, what to do, things like that, just to try to be prepared.
Now, if you heard that there, you could hear just how much air was moving northward here. And that should be enough to dislodge.
You have to kind of like get on your, like a push-up sort of, and drop.
This is a video that might very well just save your life. Thank you for looking.
Number seven, scary movies. If I want to be scared, I can turn on the news. I don't need to pay for that. Number eight, not doing enough. I'm a realtor and I'm a mother and a wife and a sister. So, sometimes you just feel like you fall short. But in terms of political work, I have traveled the country attending Trump rallies, and it's taken a whole lot of my time. put my real estate business on the back burner. So in that regard, I probably have done enough. Number 9, fear of war. I'm concerned that our country is so divided that it is possible that there could be a civil war. Hate is a very big motivator for some people. Number 10, fear of the country my grandson will inherit. Almost every woman I know probably has a Me Too moment, including myself. Like, I worked for a builder, and he spoke to me in a sexual manner, and it got to the point where I was uncomfortable enough to leave, and I was contacted by another woman who had a similar situation, and she asked me to join her lawsuit, and I did, and I looked directly at him in the deposition and told him what he did and told him it wasn't okay, and he was fired. But I just don't think that every man should be looked at as guilty. Like, look at Judge Kavanaugh. I thought it was shameful that a man was attacked in the way that he was, with zero proof, and found guilty by the left immediately. I think about what my grandson, what if that happens to him? My name is Tricia Hope, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Having people gang up on me. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.